Welcome back, and thank you so much for tuning in into another episode of Healing Series. On this month's episode, I had a conversation with Sarita, who is a chronic pain coach. On this episode, we discuss ways on how to naturally take care of our bodies, what foods to eat and what foods to not eat, and just understanding that we have to understand and recognize when our body is taking a shift. So make sure you pull out your notebooks, get your pen, and catch these gems. All right, let's get right into this episode. All right. Welcome back to another episode of Healing Series. I have an amazing woman on this episode with me today, and I'm just going to let her introduce herself.
Oh, hello, everyone. I'm Sarita Valmon. I am a certified health and life coach, and I work with people that are tired of fighting chronic pain, and I help them take back their lives so that way they can be, you know, productive and then just enjoy life once again.
Love that, enjoying life once again. I love that. So give me, before we get into this conversation a little bit deeper, just give me a brief description or summary of how you became a chronic life coach.
So the way that I became a chronic pain coach is that I really, it was a hard situation actually, to kind of take a couple steps back. I was in a bad car accident about roughly 4 years ago. It was actually July 4th of 2016. And I was rear-ended by a drunk driver at a stoplight. And when that occurred, I was in an area where the speed limit was 25, she was going 60. So you can just imagine the impact. And once that occurred, it basically threw me into a life of pain that I wasn't aware of. Prior to that, I actually had a pretty high threshold for pain. You know, as a matter of fact, my middle child, actually I had natural childbirth. So just to kind of put in perspective that, you know, I was pretty good with my pain. And of course, that's something that once you're having kids, it goes away. Unfortunately, though, when it comes to chronic pain, that's something that it does not. I mean, even to this day, you know, I still have pain. And what brought me to this is that during the times that I was going through all of this, I actually was feeling more or less like a science experiment. You know, when I would go to the doctor, they really couldn't tell me what was going on, why I was in pain. They basically were just throwing medication at me. And initially I started off with like 3 different types of medication, and I got to a point that I was up to 8 different kinds of medication. And it seemed like each medication that was being prescribed to me was basically a band-aid for a side effect from one of the other medications. And so it just kept on, you know, going that way. And it got me to a point where I was basically like a zombie. You know, I have kids that I was a pretty active person. I used to work out like 6 days a week. Got to a point where I could barely, you know, even do that. I had enough energy basically just to take my kids to school and to come home. And I also ended up gaining 50 pounds as well too from going through all that. And I was in bed one day just like, you know what, this can't be life for me. You know, I'm in my 30s. This is not how things are supposed to be. Something's got to give. And so I started to do some Google searches to see, you know, what can I do? What are the doctors not telling me? And believe it or not, there's a lot the doctors were not telling me. Then no one, you know, talked to me about my nutrition. You know, I was pretty much, you know, a pretty healthy, you know, person at that point as far as like how I was eating. But I didn't realize that there's different things that actually, you know, cause additional inflammation to your body. And by me going ahead and doing that research, I discovered that, you know, let me go ahead and try to become, you know, gluten-free, dairy-free, and go to an anti-inflammatory diet to be able to go ahead and help my body heal. So that was one thing. Another thing too, I noticed that I actually had a lot of unresolved traumas that happened in my life that I was carrying with me. And not just the physical, but also the mental as well too. And with that happening, I said, you know what, let me go ahead and work on healing these things too. And let me go ahead and work on, you know, my stress levels. Let me see, you know, about what I can do for that. And that's when I learned how to do meditation. That's when I learned about being able to go ahead and do journaling as well too. And I just really took like a deep dive into my own spiritual healing, you know, for myself as well too. So that's where I pretty much, you know, got started. And then from there, I was actually sitting at a friend's house one day and I was like, you know, kind of going through Instagram like we all do. And, you know, an ad popped up for a health coach institute. And when I saw that, I was like, you know what, this looks like something that I could possibly, you know, do. Let me just go ahead and, you know, get additional information. And I guess you can kind of say the rest is history, because I did go ahead and, you know, went through their schooling, their programs. And so I went through two programs for the certification for health coach and the certification for life coaching as well too. And so I was able to basically, you know, mirror what I already was doing, which is like, I love to, you know, marry mind, body, and spirit. That's the way that I like to, you know, do things. And this is really just something that, you know, was a catalyst for me to be able to go ahead and, you know, go on to, you know, really discover my own life purpose, you know, discover it and find out that, you know, I always want to help people. I'm always that person that people are coming to asking me, you know, for advice and suggestions. But now, you know, I can actually do it and, you know, be able to have that exchange of energy and be paid for it. So it's like, you know, it's like, why not, you know, be able to go ahead and get the best of both worlds, really, to be able to see, you know, how I'm able to, you know, help people invest in themselves. And then also see, you know, the impact from that, because once you're able to invest in yourself, you can then go ahead and give back to so many different people, whether it's in your family or friends as well too.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I remember we talked about your journey and how you became a chronic pain coach, and you mentioned that the doctors was telling you, oh yeah, there's nothing wrong with you. You need to rest or something like that. Am I correct?
Yeah, they said that to me. Also, one doctor said to me that it was in my mind. That was another one that said to me. Another one said, you know, you don't look like you're in pain. And when that was something, I'm like, well, what is that supposed to mean? Because a lot of times when I would go to my doctor's appointments, you know, I would be in there, you know, waiting for like an hour or two just to get into the doctor, to be only seen for 15, 20 minutes. But they weren't realizing that it was taking me around 3 to 4 hours to get ready in the morning just to be able to get to that appointment, because I had to pause. Like, I couldn't just, you know how you stand up and just brush your teeth regularly? I couldn't do that. You know, I have to actually take breaks. Like, a 2 minute time to brush my teeth would take me 10 minutes, because I would have to constantly be stopping because of the pain. And my pain was really was in my right shoulder, and I had pain going down my arm into my hand where it sometimes would go numb. So I would also have a tendency of like dropping things as well too, when that would happen. And I'd also have like uncontrollable muscle spasms that would occur as well. And I would have some pain that would be going into my neck as well, and then also into my upper back. And then I started to have like some joint pains that were going on as well too. So going through all that and to be told that, you know, you don't look like you're in pain and it's in your mind, when you're already feeling like you're alone going through all this, and then to be told on top of that now it's in your mind, it's like the insensitivity factor was heavy. And then I even kind of felt the dynamics of being, you know, a woman of color, that, you know, we do have a stereotype that even goes all the way back to slavery times, where they think that, you know, because you're a quote unquote strong Black woman, you know, you don't have pain, which is so far from the truth. Where it's like, you know, where I'm a human being just like anyone else is. And it's like, we all, you know, deal with pain in different ways, whether it's physical or mental. And it's like, now I got both going on. And now I feel like I'm fighting with these doctors, you know, to tell them like, hey, this is really what's going on. No, I don't want to take all these pills, but this is the only option that you're giving me, and I don't know what my options are.
I'm glad you mentioned that too. You know, as Black women, we are looked at as we have to be strong, you know, and that's true. We are strong, absolutely. But it's like, okay, well, who are you to tell me that I can't be strong, that I don't know my body, and that I'm just, it's all up in my mind. You know, it's like, you know you better than you.
Absolutely. And then like with my, and this wasn't my own personal doctor, it was really the specialist I was going to, because my own personal doctor has been my doctor for 20 years. So he already knows me and knows how I am and knows I've had, you know, different cracks in the past, but never, you know, the extent of what was going on with me at this point, where he was like, okay, let's, you know, have you go to this specialist. Let's have you try this specialist. You know, let's have you do this test. Mm-hmm. And like I had, you know, nerve tests that were done, nerve conduction tests, which I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they shock you. You know, they actually are shocking you to basically see, you know, what your body's going to do. And just going through that alone was just like, you know, enough already. And I had to do that twice, you know, just for them to kind of come back and say to me that it was inconclusive, because they know that I was in an accident. So because they know that, they can't really say for sure if I have nerve damage or not. And my doctor finally just said, you got nerve damage. She was like, you know, I'm tired of you having, he was like, you have nerve damage. She's like, I'm tired of you having to go through this, you know. And my doctor is a Black man. You know, so he at least had a little bit more, you know, sympathy, you know, for me, because he was getting, you know, as far as for understanding what already are the barriers, you know, when it comes to healthcare as it is, to be able to at least, you know that I had someone that was in my corner, and he was just as frustrated as I was, you know, and that was at least a good thing to kind of have support on that side. But when I'm going to see all these different specialists, and like I said before, you know, no one's able to tell me what's going on. They're just like, okay, let's try physical therapy. Let's try this. And there was always a lot of, you know, I felt like they just like had a dartboard up with like a list, and they're just like throwing the dart up to try to figure out what they want to do with me the next time. It's pretty much what it was really feeling like. And it even got to a point too where I did have surgery, shoulder surgery. And I know I mentioned this to you too. Unfortunately, like a month before my shoulder surgery, my mother had passed away unexpectedly. And the irony of that was that my mom was actually an orthopedic nurse, a retired orthopedic nurse. So she's really like the perfect person, you know, to take care of me. But she was saying to me, you know, before all this, she was like, you know, make sure you don't get addicted to all these drugs. You know, they want to keep giving you drugs all the time. And I'm like, no, mom, I'm not going to do that. And she's like, you know, but she's like, hopefully, you know, things will go in the right direction. And, you know, because I was able to help her with some of her health issues that she had going on, she's like, you know, hopefully, you know, you can see a silver lining at the end of all this, and that maybe you could possibly, you know, help other people, you know, that are going through something similar to this as well too. So it's kind of like she actually, you know, kind of planted that seed without me not even knowing, you know, later on down the line that I was going to go ahead and be doing this.
I love that. Oh, it was aligned. Absolutely. So you mentioned, you know, changing your diet so you won't, continuously taking the pills. Like, how was that transition?
Not gonna lie, it was a little rough because I love, you know, we're in Wisconsin. I love cheese. I love me some extra sharp cheddar cheese off the block.
Yes.
But it was a rough one, you know, but the thing is that I really had to honestly look at, you know, it's like, okay, do I want to be married to this pill bottle, or do I want to actually empower myself and take back, you know, what's been, you know, in essence, taken away from me? And I had to really kind of go and reframe it, you know, in my mind and say, like, you know what, instead of saying, you know, what can't I eat? What can I eat? You know, what can I go ahead and do to help myself and to help my body? And I mean, don't get me wrong, I still have my cheese, you know, but I actually is vegan now. So it's a little plant-based cheese. Hey. It's a little different, you know, but still, you know, I'm still able to go ahead and have it, you know, that way. I drink like almond milk, for example, you know, as well too. But I do, you know, I still purchase some dairy products because I do have children, and I'm not, you know, forcing them to go into everything that I do, but they still have the option, you know, there. And if that's something that they're okay with, that they want to have their milk with their cereal and different things of that nature, by all means, you know, I'm not stopping them from being able to go ahead and do that. But that was definitely, you know, it was a little bit of a struggle, you know, like I love pizza, you know, as well too. I had to find, you know, different, like Jet's Pizza used to be my thing, but you know, I had to, but I had to find, you know, another way to do it. You know, like I eat like Daya Pizza is one that's actually a brand that is plant-based and it's vegan, you know, as well. So that way I can go ahead and still get my pizza on and be all right with it and still not have, you know, the pains and things that come, you know, from it. And I still do it every now and again. Like for example, if we would have had State Fair, I would have went to State Fair and I would have still got me like a little something, but I wouldn't have ate like a whole, you know, dish of something. I would just have like a couple bites off my kid's plate, you know, just to be able to go ahead and have some, because I've got to a point where I know how much I can have before it really affects my body. It's the point where I'm putting myself into pain. So that's where you kind of have to be able to go ahead and find that harmony.
Yeah, absolutely. I call that like a healthy balance. Because, you know, even for myself too, just transitioning into trying more vegan foods, and but still be like, okay, if I want to go and get some Culver's, I'm going to go get some Culver's. you know, so just having that healthy balance. And like I said, you know what your body is going to take, and you know what it won't take. So definitely. And it's also a mind thing too. You said the intention of knowing I can do this, then that's exactly what you're going to do.
Right, absolutely. And just being able to kind of, you know, work with your mind, even just train your mind as well too. Because a lot of times, you know, you've been told, even kind of going to like beliefs and things, for example, too, being told, you know, different things and not realizing that, you know what, you know, I don't really believe this. You know, what is it that, you know, when people are saying certain things to you, even like with me having like doctors saying things to me, and I'm like, you know, I don't know if I believe what you guys are telling me. You know, with them saying to me that you're never going to feel better again, you know, that you're always going to be in this state that you just need to get, basically, like, you just need to get used to it is what I was told, you know, and it's like, well, no, I don't want to get used to it. I don't want to always be constantly in pain, you know, all the time, which, like I said before, yes, I do still have pain, but it's more on the less on the scale of it's manageable, where I can kind of know what to do and what not to do. And that was like a huge thing for me, because there were times where I would like to, you know, go and hang out, you know, and be with my friends and family and things like that. But if I would do it too much, or, you know, go too hard, you know, things like that, right. I'm down for like another, like a week. And a lot of times people didn't understand that, because they were like, well, we just saw you yesterday and you look like you were perfectly fine. And they're not knowing that I was, you know, struggling the whole entire time I was with them, but I was trying to just keep a smile on my face, just because it's like, I don't want everyone to see, you know, what really is going on with me. And so I did end up, you know, losing some friendships and things like that as well too, from people that just didn't understand, you know, what was going on.
Wow. Now, do you still struggle a little bit with like the muscle pains and just feeling that pain still today?
Once in a while, it just really depends. Like, I know, for example, I have to constantly, you know, drink water. That's one of the biggest things for me, that I got to constantly keep myself hydrated, because I know dehydration is one thing that definitely affects my muscles and affects my body, where then I can tell that I'm going to start to have some pain going on. So that's one of the things that I have to do. Also, I do take turmeric with black pepper, and that's something that's been really good for me, an anti-inflammatory, that I've been doing that for like the past, like almost close to 2 years. And if I don't stay on top of that, then I can kind of start to feel. So it's like, I got like my own little regimen that I kind of have, you know, that I work with. And it's something I also, you know, teach my clients as well too, because we also kind of do similar things where it's like, we're working together, you know, just to see, you know, what works out the best for them. Cause it's one of those things that it's not an end all be all, you know, situation, that everyone doesn't fit into this like cookie cutter, that, you know, I kind of just work with them and say, hey, you know, what have you tried? You know, have you tried this? Have you, you know, discussed this? Have you looked at this? And then we kind of go from there.
That's good. Yeah, you know, that is true. Like, everyone is different. And, you know, it's like, you can't do the same thing for each of your clients, but, you know, just still having that option open, like, hey, you know, try this out. So that's good. But definitely, please share with me your turmeric and black pepper.
I will definitely, I was actually just looking around here because I think I just put it up, and I will actually even go one step further. If you give me 2 seconds, I'll actually grab it and show you what it is. So that way you can show it, because it's from Amazon. So it's not something too terrible. It's not expensive. So I'll be right back. 2 seconds.
Yes, absolutely.
And the funny thing is, I actually just got another, this is a brand new bottle I just got from Amazon, actually, today it came. But I can see if I can get you, kind of be able to see it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. That's what I take. And I actually, you can take it twice a day, and you can take up to 3 pills. And so, because, as I mentioned before, I kind of have a higher pain tolerance, but not really. It's kind of like wacky now, you know, because everything happened. So I take the highest dose possible, just because then that way it helps me out more. And then I can go ahead and definitely feel, you know, the relief from doing that. So that's one, you know, one big thing that I say to all my clients. And when I tell them, like, it's on Amazon for $18, they're like, $18? I'm like, yeah. They're like, instead of me taking like these hundreds and hundreds of dollars of pills, and like, you're just telling me it's $18? I'm like, yeah. And it's like, it's a, you know, it's a 30-day supply. So $18 for, you know, 30 days. And there you go.
That's good. That's real good. Yeah, I've been really just getting into just natural remedies, just living like a holistic lifestyle, and just knowing that a lot of things are just not good for your body. But being mindful too, like, okay, there is those moments we have our cheat days. It's like, okay, well, what can I do to, you know, make myself or make my body get back to its normal state after I've had my cheat days? Right. So I've been really getting into like the natural remedies, and I'm actually gonna look into that. So thank you.
You are most certainly welcome. Yeah, I mean, I also like, I'm do like my alkaline water. I also have like my green drink that I, you know, drink as well too, which that is, you know, pretty helpful. It has like wheatgrass, see, I'm gonna actually look, because I don't want to start lying to you about what's actually in it, because I will do that real quick by accident and be like, no, it doesn't have that. But I feel like me and Jeff Bezos need to meet each other, because I feel like I'm always getting, you know, getting and trying stuff, you know, off of Amazon that has been very, you know, beneficial and has been helpful for me. So it's like, I can't be too mad about it, but, you know, still, let me take a look here. It's by Antler Farms. It's actually called Organic Greens. And it has wheatgrass, barley grass, spirulina in it as well. And I'm trying not to pronounce it wrong. Chlorella? But it's for energy, but it's for energy and also for detoxing your body as well too. So okay. That's definitely something else. And that's like $28, you know, as well too off of Amazon. So see, I'm looking at stuff that, you know, I want to be cost effective, but also holistic as well too. Cause you know, a lot of times people say, oh, well, you know, you eat all these organic foods and you do this and that, and it's gotta be expensive. And it's like, well, no, it's not expensive. Because when you look at, you know, the bottom line at the end of the day, it's like, do you want to be spending more time at the doctor's office trying to be diagnosed by things, or do you want to take the power back and be able to go ahead and, you know, invest in yourself and invest in your health, you know, and to be here for as long as possible. And I know I have a lot of people that say to me all the time too, because I'm going to actually be 40 in the next couple months, and a lot of times people are like, you look like you in your 20s. Yes. Like, yes. You don't look like you are going to be, like, I have my oldest child.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, my oldest child is gonna be 21 in like 2 weeks. So it's like, you know, I want to live to be at least 150 is, you know, my goal right now. And I figured if I keep up with what I'm doing, yes, I can easily do that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I said the same thing when I first saw you and you told me your age. I said, yeah, she lied. But I mean, I love it though. I really do. I mean, that's that black don't crack.
Right.
You know,
so the West Indian, you know, because my mom was originally from Barbados and my dad's from Dominica, so it's like that whole, you know, merging of all that as well too has also been helpful. Even like when before my mom passed, she was 79 and she did not have a wrinkle at all.
Yes, I love that.
I'd be like that.
That's a blessing. You made a good point. You had said, well, you know, would you rather, and I'm just going to go back to what you said. You mentioned that would you rather invest in yourself holistically and take care of yourself, or would you just continue to go to the doctor and get checked up and get diagnosed with everything, which does cost more money, by the way, to keep having those doctor visits when you can just spend, like you said, the $18, $28 to make sure that you're taking care of yourself holistically.
Absolutely. Also, just looking at, you know, like I said before, just looking at the things that you're eating. You know, one strong rule that I go by is if I can't pronounce it, I shouldn't be putting it in my body. And I'm not going to talk about the chlorella because I couldn't pronounce that one. That's different. But if it's like red dye number 55, that is not natural. That's not something that should be going, you know, into your body, you know, like that, like aluminum, different things, and all the like triapeptide, all that kind of stuff like that. That's all stuff that's not, you know, naturally supposed to be going into your body. And the thing that's, you know, and I know I'm going to probably get into my little government stuff for just 2 seconds, but unfortunately, you know, a lot of times the government, you know, is the ones that are kind of mandating a lot of different foods and things like that. And if you kind of notice in urban areas, for example, there are a lot of, you know, fast food. There's a lot of, you know, convenience things. And it's really something that if you are not giving people the proper nutrition to take care of themselves, you're kind of still putting them at a disadvantage. And it's one of those things that's very sad that unfortunately, you know, even if you're looking at, for example, how they advertise, you know, all the different things that are kind of going into the you know, the black and brown community is a lot of garbage. You know, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. And that's also another thing too, is sugar. And speaking of, you know, that's like another thing that, and there's all these different things that are affecting our bodies that are chemicals that, you know, are really not something that's a natural that's supposed to be in your body. Mm-hmm. And in essence, you know, it makes it harder for you to learn, for example, when you're having all these different, you know, chemicals in your body that are not natural for you. And that, you know, going back and just kind of looking at things and making sure that you're really eating to live versus, you know, just eating just because. And I hate that, you know, there's so many like food deserts and things like that that are in the community where it's hard to get, you know, fresh fruit, fresh vegetables and things of that nature, which I'm glad that, you know, we are starting to have some turnaround, you know, like in our, you know, our community, like for example, like the Sherman Phoenix, like with, you know, like with Truman, for example, you know, doing everything, and I'm not even plugging him just because he's a friend, but just to say, you know, fuck fresh friend,
oh, you know,
but just like kind of looking at, you know, the other alternatives that we're having now, as far as we're trying to make sure that we are eating healthier, that, you know, we are, you know, using CMOS, you know, for example, as well, you know, that's something that's, you know, good for your body, and just kind of looking at everything overall.
Absolutely, that's very true. Yeah, I definitely do like a lot of research on, you know, different things that we can put in our bodies. But that's, you know, that's real though, especially thinking about the Black and Brown communities. It's just so convenient, you know, for us to just go and get those convenient things, like going to the fast food restaurants or just going to the store and getting like ramen noodles or something, you know, which I am not against at all. I eat it myself. But I think it's just a matter of just putting those resources out there and letting people know, like, these we do have fresh fruits and vegetables in our communities for this price, and you can get it. No, so definitely, I applaud all Black people, Black businesses that is doing that, just like Funky Fresh, that is doing those things, because we don't know, right. You know.
And that's, like you said, it's really just educating. And like I said, too, like, you know, I have my kids and everything as well, where they still, you know, have their McDonald's every now and again, too, and things of that nature, too. It's just that I personally don't do it, you know, just because I know how it ends up affecting me in the long run. Like, for example, even with fried food. Like, I might, like, have, like, a piece of, you know, fried chicken or something every now and again. But the thing is that when I eat it, what ends up happening with my body is that I actually, and it's crazy to me, like, I can actually start to feel my body starts to, like, you know, I don't know if it's, like, a tingle or something, if my body's just, like, my spider senses are going or something, but it's just, like, my body's like, this is not what we should have. And, like, even, like, the oil will start to come out into my pores, onto my skin. And, like, I'll sit there and I'll be like, oh my goodness, like, I'm starting to get oily just from eating like this little piece of chicken. So it's like, my, you know, you kind of got to pay attention to your body and what your body is doing, you know, because your body really is your own experiment, and it will tell you right away if you are not supposed to be, you know, eating something or doing something, you know, whether or not even just saying like your intuition, but just like your body will like say, you're not supposed to do this. And I know it already says, it's like, Sarita, now you know I'm supposed to eat this piece of chicken, right? And it's like, so it's like, I'm gonna show you. And then it's like, yep, okay, I'm gonna stop now and then go back to my water. But
that's good you mentioned that too, because I know for me personally, like, once I started like changing like my diet and how I just live my, you know, change my entire lifestyle, my body starts to reject a lot of things. So I noticed when I was younger, I used to eat beef. I was a burger girl. I love my burgers. But it's like, as I got older and started eating more healthier foods, I noticed that the beef I noticed a change, a shift in my body when I would eat beef or eat that burger. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I can't eat beef anymore. Right. So I had to completely take it out of my diet. But your body, it's like, once you change your diet, those things that's not for you, your body's just gonna naturally reject it. That was something to notice.
No, absolutely. And that's actually even something too that, you know, sometimes you don't even realize that you might actually be in fact allergic to different things, where it's like, it might be like a mild, you know, allergy to it, but you'd be like, okay. And then just like with you kind of saying it, it sounds like it could be possible that you might've eventually, you know, become allergic to whatever's in there. Mm-hmm. You know, even like for myself, for example, I can't eat regular pineapple. I used to eat regular pineapple when I was younger. Like, my mom used to buy the little Dole juices, you know, to give me for my little snacks and stuff like that. Or like, you know, the cut of fruit, in the, you know, in the container and stuff. And I got to a point where I couldn't eat it anymore, where I would actually start to physically break out. Like, I would start to develop hives on my body. I'm like, my mouth, my lips would start to swell. My tongue would start to swell up and things like that. And I discovered that I can only eat organic pineapple. And I'm not telling anyone to learn the way that I did, because I'm a little hard-headed sometimes, I'm not gonna lie. But I was like, you know what? I'm like, I really like pineapple. I'm like, I want to eat this. Like, what? I was like, after I started transitioning and doing more organic eating and everything, I said, you know what? Let me just try some. I'm like, I bought a little thing, you know, organic pineapple. So let me just try it. I'm like, I'm gonna eat one bite. I'm gonna know right away if I'm not good, and I can just go to hospital or whatever I need to go do. prep myself. And I ate it and I was perfectly fine. And I'm like, okay, so that means it's whatever their, you know, pesticides or something that they're spraying or that they're adding into this that's affecting me. And so now I know that this is the route I have to take, is that, okay, if I do want to have this, it's going to have to be organic. Mm-hmm. And that way I know that it's not going to be affecting me, you know, in a negative way.
Absolutely. Now, do your children kind of follow after you? I know you said you give them the option if they want to eat more healthier, eat those organic foods. they can, but you still give them the option to eat what they want to eat. Do you find it that they more so just kind of follow, take your lead in eating more organic foods, or do they just still eat what they want to eat?
It's a little, it depends. It's like 50-50. Like I'll say, like for my son, for example, which is the one that's going to be 21, I kind of have like my hands off on him because he just kind of does, you know, whatever. But a lot of times like, he'll come in and he'll go into the fridge and be like, oh, what's this? And I like say, oh, well, I made, you know, like a sweet potato something or whatever. He's like, man, this is really good. And he was like, I bet you it's healthy, isn't it? And I'm like, and I sit there and start laughing. I'm like, well, yeah, actually it is. He's like, but it's really good. He's like, what did you put it in? So like, I'll show him, you know, what different, because even like with my spices, I do a lot of organic spices as well too. And so he's like, okay. He's like, I could actually see myself, you know, making this, or that I could actually see myself eating this, you know, it's good. Like he's a person that cleans out my fridge for me basically. So if I like have a lot of leftovers, he'll go in there and he'll let me know like, okay, this is good. Or maybe you don't might not want to make this again. And then I'll just laugh at him because I'm like, I didn't make this for you. I was like, this is for me and for your sisters, but you know, if you want to go ahead and kind of go through and try. But one thing that I do say to him is that, you know, at the end of the day, it is up to you, you know, what you want to go ahead and eat, you know, but you got to look at the things of, you know, you want to make sure that you're able to go ahead and eat to live. But the other thing I also say too is that if there are certain things that he wants to have and I'm just like, ugh, I don't even want to see it, he knows to either eat in his car. Yeah. You know, to either eat in his room, like, I don't want to see it. I'm not contributing to your delinquency. I'm just like, you know, I'm going to let you, you know, do your thing. I'm not, you know, stopping you from being, you know, being a kid, you know, so to speak, that I still want you to be able to go ahead and kind of enjoy, but also knowing too that not everything is going to be, you know, good on your body. And he's even starting to notice kind of some of the things too, where he'll be like, oh, mom, he's like, I just ate this and like I started to break out. And I'm like, well, what is that telling you? He's like, I probably shouldn't be eating that anymore because it's not good for my body. I'm like, and I didn't have to say it, you know. He's right. Always, you know, it's kind of like learning on his own, trial and error. But I mean, the way that I am in my own parenting is, I know it's a little bit different, you know, kind of a little radical, you know, so speaking how others are, where I'm more or less like a bumper bowling kind of parent, where it's like, you know, I've kind of got the bumpers up where it's like, I'm not going to let you fall into the gutter. You know, I'm going to let you go ahead and kind of learn things and kind of try things out. You know, we'll have conversations, we'll talk. I'll let you know if your tone and things are off, you know, as well. Like, hey, you know, you're going to respect me regardless, you know, but I kind of give them that opportunity to really be able to go ahead and think and use their critical thinking skills, because that's something that unfortunately, you know, it's not that prevalent where you've kind of been able to think and, you know, be able to think for yourself. You know, a lot of times it's like, you know, my parents were always telling me what to do and what not to do. And that's not teaching. And in my opinion, that's not teaching you really anything, because you're not able to go ahead and kind of see, you know, well, why should I not do this? You know, is it because this is like, should I not touch the stove because it's hot? You know, what's, you know, it's kind of like, I need to know, you know, I was one of those people that's very, you know, I have all those questions, you know, I want to know why things work the way that they do. And then if I know that, then I'm like, okay, then I can kind of go from there. So that's just the way that I, you know, kind of view things and view like how my parenting is, and also just viewing the world in general too.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, I feel like we got really deep into foods and what's good for us and what's not for us. Let's just kind of go back a little bit. So you mentioned a lot of things that you gotten into just far as self-care. So you mentioned like journaling and meditation, which I'm a fan of all of those things. Like, I push that, you know, you have to, I'm always advocating for people to let out their emotions, however they feel. It's better for it to be out than in, you know, but finding healthier ways to do it. And so that it will be effective and that it will actually help you, you know? So you mentioned meditation, you mentioned journaling, like what are some other things that, that you would recommend your clients do?
I think those are actually the top things that I have them go ahead and do, because a lot of times they're not aware of even what meditation is. You know, they'll just be like, well, I heard about it, but it just sounds like it's too complicated. And I'm like, it really isn't. Like, you know, you kind of like sit there and kind of like, and when I go and like kind of break it down to them and show them, you know, how to do it, then they're like, oh, that's it? Like, that's all you wanted me to do? And I'm like, yeah, that's really it. Like, just 5 minutes. Like, you don't even have to go 10, 20. He's like, well, I have some people that are like, well, I see people do it for like hours. I'm like, and that's them. Like, not everyone can go ahead and like meditate for hours on end. You know, a lot of, you know, being realistic, some of us don't have the time, you know, really to be able to go ahead and do that. But if you can at least give yourself a 5 minute break, is really what I call it, then you can at least be able to, you know, just kind of recalibrate your mind and give your mind that moment to rest, because you don't realize that your mind is constantly going. It's constantly moving. When you're sleeping, I mean, it's what's keeping you alive, basically. You know, it's like it's always on the go. And so it's like you need to be able to go ahead and just give yourself a moment. And that kind of goes back into me, you know, mentioning like the stress techniques as well too, which that's like one of my number one, you know, things is, you know, being able to meditate, but also too, being able to, you know, have boundaries, you know, for yourself. Because a lot of times, unfortunately, we are, you know, told that boundaries are bad, that, you know, that you're supposed to listen to your parents, you're supposed to do this and that, and not realizing that, okay, yes, I do want to, but at the same time, it's like, you know, I need to also be realistic for my own needs and be like, you know what, I can't do this today. Or, you know, I do need to have a moment. And if you get to know yourself as a person, you might know, like for myself, for example, believe it or not, I'm an introvert. You might think that, oh, she's talking and everything. Yeah, I'm good. But it's like, I know when to say when, you know, and I'm the type of person that I need to be able to, like, if I'm around a crowd of people and things like that, I have to come back home and I have to basically just kind of like cleanse myself and restore my energy. Because if I don't go ahead and do that, it throws me off, because I have a tendency, I can pick up on everyone else's energy, and I don't like to bring that back with me, because I know 9 times out of 10, whatever I'm feeling is not my own feeling. It's something, it's someone else's feeling that's kind of jumped on me. And so that's when I'm like, okay, we got to go ahead and cleanse our area. And I do my sage and my Palo Santo. That's why I kind of got my little shirt on. But like, I do all those different things to kind of just, you know, bring myself back and then be able to go ahead and meditate as well too. But it, you know, kind of going back, I know I kind of went a little long, but going back to the boundaries, you know, just making sure that you say, you know, either A, I don't want to do this, or, you know, I don't feel comfortable doing this. And also too, that no is a complete sentence. You don't have to, you know, give a whole explanation as to why you don't want to do something. You can just simply say no, and it's okay to do that. So that's one of my big things, is like, you know, you got to be able to set a boundary for yourself, that you don't have to be everything for everyone. And I know a lot of times, even with women, you know, as well too, where we're, you know, the caretakers, you know, the one in the family that's always doing everything. It is okay for you to say no. It is okay for you to be like, you know what, I need to take a moment for myself. I want to go get in this bubble bath. I want to go and listen to this music for a little bit. I want to go drink this, you know, drink my tea. If you want to go ahead and, you know, go into your libations, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, within, you know, moderation, you know, whatever it is that, you know, makes you feel good, you know, for yourself. If you want to sit and write, if you want to go ahead and draw, you know, whatever it is that, you know, makes you feel good, make sure that you're going ahead and doing that, because that's all parts of self-care as well.
Absolutely. I love that. No is a complete sentence, you know, and setting boundaries, it seems so simple, but it's really not,
right?
You know, because for myself, even thinking like I'm naturally a giver, you know, you need something, okay, I'm there and I got you. So there's that thought of just saying, okay, I need time with myself. It doesn't come to me right away. So I'm glad you mentioned that. No is a complete sentence. And I say that all the time. Absolutely. Wow. Okay. You brought me back. I needed that.
And it's okay. And that's sometimes too, you know, and I'm also a giver as well. And I had to, you know, get to a point where I had to put that boundary and everything, because takers don't have boundaries. They just want to continue to take. And it's like, when you're a giver, you know, you get taken advantage of, unfortunately. And I've been there, done that, could write a whole book. And it's like, I don't want to continue I'm not even gonna say my next half of life, because I haven't even hit my first half yet, but I want to continue my life, you know, in that direction of always being, you know, the giver, because it does deplete you. You know, you can't pour, as the saying goes, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup. And it's like, people will continue to deplete you if you don't put that, you know, and say, nope, like, not today. You put the little finger up, like the little church finger, be like, yes. Nope, gotta walk away, gotta go, you know, and leave out and go, you know, do whatever it is that you need to do. So, yeah. Yes.
Absolutely. I love that. Thank you for that reminder. I definitely needed that. Now, you mentioned a lot of times, you know, when we're talking about things that people can do as far as, you know, self-care, I believe that people don't know all the resources. There's so many resources out there for you, and it's free.
Yeah.
Get a piece of paper, write things down. You know, even for myself, I pray. that's been getting me during these times of uncertainty. I pray, and I've had conversations with a lot of people, and they say, well, I don't know how to pray. There's no certain way that you are supposed to pray. And I find that people are thinking that self-care is supposed to look like a certain way. Well, yeah, I'm going to go and get my nails done. I'm going to go get my hair done. And it's like, that's okay. That's beautiful. But you don't have to do that. You know, there's other things that you can do without spending a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You can write. You can listen to meditation music. Put on a YouTube video. Do some yoga. Like, you can, there's so many resources out there, and people think that there's a certain way that you're supposed to engage in self-care when you can easily do it in the comfort of your own home, your own space, for free.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you mentioned that as well, too, because, like, for me, example, too, I also do yoga as well. You know, that's one of the big things for me. I, you know, work out more at my house. I actually have a home gym, even though I do have a membership that I pay for. But I still, you know, because of things have been going on, you know, right now, you know, I've been more, you know, and I do work from home, you know, as well, too. So that's even something for me where I have to give my own boundaries, you know, for myself to be like, okay, you know, set my schedule, like, okay, from this time, I'm going to do this. Now I basically, I don't even want to necessarily say budget, but I actually set a set time for myself, for my self-care. And I make sure that I do that on a daily basis. Because I know for myself that if, for example, I go more than 3 days without meditating, my children will tell you, like, mama need to go meditate. Like, you need to let her go and, like, do, because they know, like, my mind will just, and I'm just like, well, I get really, you know, agitated and, like, angry easily and things like that, because it's like, I haven't taken that time to take a step back and to be able to go ahead and meditate. And so that's something that I've, you know, have taught my children, you know, how to meditate as well, too. So they've learned it. You know, my middle one is kind of like, eh, because she's, you know, she's about to be 14. So she's just like, you know, it's teenage time. But my youngest one, like my 10-year-old, she's like, okay, are we going to go meditate, mommy? You know, like, where's the crystals at? You know, because I do my crystals and things like that and my candles and stuff. So she's like, where's the crystals at so I can meditate? She's like, I need my such and such crystal. You know, she'll be like, I'm like, okay. And I've given, like, all of my kids have their own crystals. As well, to that, like, we've gone to the crystal stores together, we've looked up what the different properties and things are, you know, what chakras that they're working for and everything. So they have their own, like, they have their own little, you know, crystal kit. I got my own, you know, and so we just go ahead and we just, you know, have our moment together, and we go ahead and meditate. So it's like I'm showing them how to basically be able to go ahead and have their own self-care, and to, you know, have their own little self-care package, you know, quote unquote, even if it's, for example, putting a face mask on. Like, we might do, like, face mask Sundays or something, or, you know, like, you know, self-care Sundays and things, where you just put a mask on and go ahead and chill. You can meditate while you got your mask on, and, you know, and it's 2-for-1 special. So, you know, just however you want to go ahead and do it.
I love that. Oh, yes, train them up in the way they should go. That is beautiful. I really do love that. And even thinking about your middle child, you know, everything is, meditation may not be for her.
Right.
You know, so just thinking about the different resources that's out there, you never know what's for you until you actually try it.
Right. And she's actually more or less, she's a writer and a drawer. So her thing is, like, she likes to, you know, draw, you know, so, for example, I've taken them to, like, Michael's or Hobby Lobby, where I'm like, okay, you guys grab whatever it is that you need for your self-care. So she'll go and grab, like, a big, you know, like an easel or something, and be able to go ahead and just, like, get her paint. Get, like, her markers, or get her, trying to think, like, the charcoal pencils and things like that. That's her thing. And then she's able to go ahead and do her arts and crafts, and that's her self-care. And that's where she's fine at, and that's where she, you know, that's where she's good at. So I'm like, fine, you know, that whatever it is that's for you, is for you. And I don't take that away from her by any means. I just say, you know, let me know if you're getting low on your supplies. And then we just go ahead and just re-up on supplies, you know, find my little 40% off coupon and go ahead and go back up there and get the supplies again. So it's like, whatever I can do to really help them, you know, to be able to just, you know, manage. Because even right now, for example, kind of, you know, going back to, like, with COVID and things that, you know, as well, that we haven't even really touched on, but it's something that right now, you know, that overall, we're all going through a collective mourning process right now. We're all going through a collective grief. And the kids are being hit really hard with this, you know, as well, where they're not even quite sure, you know, how to really be handling things. And so if I'm able to go ahead and give them, you know, additional ways that they can go ahead and cope, and that they can go ahead and talk to me about it, you know, I'm all ears for it, to be able to go ahead and help them and say, hey, you know, what can we do? Even, like, for example, my 10-year-old, she actually, her 10th birthday was April 2nd. So that was right in the beginning of everything happening. and we had to cancel things, and she wasn't understanding why. And she's like, you know, I only turned 10 once, you know. She's like, I'm double digits now, you know, like I can't, you know, I can't party, I can't do this. And I had to, you know, really sit there and just kind of explain it to her, you know, to help her understand. But it's still been, you know, very difficult. So it's one of those things to definitely just make sure that, you know, as adults, we're going through it, but also kind of pay attention to the kids as well too. And just see, you know, and have those conversations with them and see what's going on. Cause sometimes we're like, oh, they kids, you know, they don't got no worries. They don't got anything. Like, well, this is the one thing that they actually were able to do, was that, you know, no matter what, even if they get into it with, you know, with us as parents and things, that they're like, okay, at least I can go to school and get away and, you know, go you know, do something. It's like, now it's like, no, there is no getting away. You're in the house, you know, or you might be able to go to the park. You might be able to go do something, but you're not able to see your friends and family and things like you used to.
Yes, absolutely. I do. I've been saying too, like the children, they got it worse than anybody right now. You know, especially thinking about the children that don't have younger siblings or don't, you know, not around their family as much as they used to, that they normally are. And their parents are essential workers and they're just at home and don't have anyone. Like that's, you know, that isolation for them can really damage them mentally and emotionally.
Absolutely.
So just thinking about them, yeah, they definitely got it real bad.
Well, like I said, you know, kind of giving them the different tools that they can at least be able to, you know, express themselves and let them know too that it is okay for them to express themselves too, that, you know, it's not going to be, you're not going to get in trouble for telling me how you feel. It's just the way that you're doing it. Now, if you know, as long as you're not yelling at me and trying to do all this other extra stuff, then we're good. Because then now you're being disrespectful. But if you're able to go ahead and we just be like, you know what, like my daughter says, I'm like, Mom, I'm just not feeling it today. I'm like, well, what is it that you're not feeling? Like, you know, I just have this feeling inside of me. And I'm like, well, can you describe it a little bit more for me? You know, can you help me to help you understand, you know, help me to understand what you're going through? And then kind of just take the conversation from there.
Absolutely. Wow, I love that. And I really do love that. You're providing that safe space for them. And that's how it's supposed to be.
Right, absolutely. And that's also, you know, too, with even with my own, you know, my business as well, too. That's the one thing that I kind of say a lot of times, like, you know, I'm holding space for you and I'm saving space for you because I know it gets lonely, you know, when you're going through all these different things and these different changes. And so it's like, you know, not only just with what's going on, you know, with the pandemic, but just in general, you know, just to be able to go ahead and have someone that can understand where you're coming from, that's been there, is really critical and it's huge.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's good. Just letting them know this is the space for you to express however you feel, and I'm only here to support you.
Right. And it's judgment free and confidential. That's one of the biggest things too. It's like, I'm like, who am I to judge anybody? Like, if I talk about my old days and things like that, you'd be like, what? So it's like, no, it's like, you know, I've lived, you know, and it's like, I can go ahead and say, hey, you know, I'm not going to judge anybody for anything that's, you know, that's occurred and that's happened. It's like, what's in the past, you know, for a reason. It's just more or less something that, you know, you've learned from. You know which route basically to take. Sometimes it's just that you need that assistance to kind of get to that point to be able to go ahead and take those steps. And that's where, you know, I guess that's where I come in, you know, where I'm like, hey, you know what you want to do. Let's go ahead and let's work together to get it done.
Absolutely. Yes, I love that. Okay, all right. This is good. This is really good. I think just for time's sake, we're going to end this episode, but I would really love for you to share your social media platforms where people can find you.
Most definitely. So the name of my business, which I forgot to mention it, is Goal Chasers 2020, but my Instagram is at Goal Chasers 2020. My email is goalchasers2020@gmail.com. And so those are the ways that you can go ahead and connect with me. And I'm working on my website, so that will be coming soon. But, you know, if you have any, you know, concerns or questions, you definitely can go ahead and, you know, DM me on Instagram or go ahead and shoot me an email. No worries there. And I'll even give my phone number too. I almost forgot about that. My business phone number is 262-207-4067. And so that's another way that you can reach out to me as well too.
Yes, I love it. Thank you so much for this. This was really good. This was like a needed conversation.
Thank you for, you know, inviting me as well too. And of course, you know, if you ever need me again, you know, by all means, I'm here.
Oh yes. Oh yes, definitely. All righty.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Healing Series. I hope you caught those gems and that you just continue to stay dope. Peace. If you enjoyed this episode, please go to iTunes, Spotify, or any podcast platforms to subscribe, rate, and write your reviews. Much appreciated. Peace and love.